case is case number 11281, the application of Mr. and Mrs. Alley. I want to say Mr. K, and he can correct me on how to say it. Thank you.
Good afternoon.
Evening.
It's located southwest corner of Dune Road and Short Road within Middlesex Beach, east of Route 1. Being identified as tax map ID 134, map 17.16, parcel 52. Requesting a variance from the corner front yard setback requirement. Is requesting a 5-foot variance from the required 15-foot corner yard setback. We did receive an email today from Tom Aiello. These comments and concerns are in reference to this case. By way of background, we live two houses to the west of the proposed home on at 32 Short Road. We built our home 11 years ago with full knowledge of the setbacks, ours being 25 foot, and planned our home, its site, and views accordingly. Without fully reviewing the plans, we find the proposed change to the setback to be inconsistent with the neighborhood's aesthetic and streetscape. Secondly, children routinely ride their bikes, skateboards, and other toys surrounding Dune Road and onto Short Road without paying attention and at a high rate of speed for those toys. A clear view in both directions as cars back out or drive on Short and Dune Roads is critical to the safety and welfare of the children at play in Middlesex Beach. Now, the second comment is from the Middlesex Beach Association, making reference to this case. To whom it may concern, I'm writing as a member of the Middlesex Beach Association Board of Directors concerning the pending request to reduce the side setback of the corner lot located at 53 Short Road, provide the tax map reference number, and to match the side setback in place in our community regulations. Specifically, the Middlesex Beach Association restrictive covenants have a side setback of 10 feet, while we understand that the county's side setback for this lot is 15. Should be noted there are 9 other identical size 60 by 120 corner lots along Dune Road in our community, 8 of which are currently developed. Of the 8 houses, all but one has an existing side setback that is approximately 10 feet. The Board of Directors discussed this issue at a recent meeting and determined that allowing this property to be built with the same side setback as others along the same road would not alter the character of the neighborhood, because the vast majority of similar lots are built to the 10-foot Middlesex Beach Association side setback, nor would it substantially impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent properties. And that's signed by David Wecking, Middlesex Beach Association Building Committee, on behalf of the Middlesex Beach Association Board of Directors. That's all I have, unless you have questions.
Thank you. Have any questions? I'll reach her.
Good evening. Can you please state your name and address for the record?
Ali Cousins, 2035 Chesapeake Road, Annapolis, Maryland.
Okay. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I'm not a pro. the guys.
We'll work with you.
Before me, but anyway. We are here tonight to ask 5 feet setback towards the Short Road instead of the 15-foot setback. It's only 5 feet, and the reason we're asking that because we have, you know, the blueprint that we have, it requires 40 feet to be able to put that on this lot, and. As you know, this is pretty close to the water. The first level, it wouldn't be much of a living space. And by the time you put an elevator in there, because I have elderly parents, so the second and the third floor, that's where the living areas are. So the 5 foot, it might seem small, but it would substantially impact what we have. In the blueprint we have is 40 feet. Like the gentleman stated, the association has no problem with it, and there is most of the homes, just all of the homes on the same corner have 10-foot setback instead of 15. So I'll be the only one in the community be denied. I don't think that's fair.
Are there any questions from members of the board? Start with you, Mr. Workman. Okay, Mr. Hudson.
This is a new proposed construction?
Yes.
Is there anything on the lot now?
No, it's an empty lot.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Mills?
Yeah, it's not a question for us as to what is fair or unfair. The question for us is five standards. Can you address those standards for us?
Well, the number one is, under the current blueprint that we have, it's, like I stated, we spent a substantial amount of money to have this blueprint. And is, and the reason I did, we did this because I was under the impression that we are allowed to have that 40 feet, and then later on I came to find that it's only 35 rather than 40.
Are you familiar with the standards for granting a variance?
Somewhat.
Okay. Did you filled out the application?
Yes.
Okay, so you signed a sheet of paper that said you'd have to convince the board that you meet the five standards?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I'm asking for.
So that's one of them. And the other one, the construction of this, if I were to lose 5 feet, you're looking at a substantial amount of square footage I wouldn't be able to have. I would kind of, it'd be unlike the other homes in the community that are already built that were granted 40 feet. So I'll be at a disadvantage with respect to any to square footage. And the other reason. And the precedent has been set, like I said, I don't want to sound like a broken record, that everyone else in the community has been approved.
Okay.
And I'll be the only one.
That's not a standard. Okay. There are five standards, and the five standards are uniqueness. You have to show that there's a uniqueness to the property, and it can't be developed in strict conformity. You have to also show that it cannot otherwise be developed. It's necessary to enable reasonable use. You can't develop it otherwise. That you have to show that you're not creating the exceptional practical difficulty or hardship. You have to show that it won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood or be detrimental to public welfare, and you also have to show it's a minimum variance to afford relief. That's what we're asking for here. If you need more time to prepare, then we can allow you that, and then we can you can come back later at the end of the...
You can ask me one by one, and I try the best I can to answer you. Okay, I know the answers, just that I
Okay, when you filled out the application, we asked you to come prepared for that. Okay. If you need more time to prepare, we can allow you that time. If you want more time this evening, or if you want to come back at another time.
No, I'll sit down and go through it, and then and have another opportunity to.
Okay, that'll be fine.
Okay, thanks.
There's a table in the back to work at if you'd like. Do you have that? Do you have those standards with you?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we. Leave the hearing open at present until the end of our other hearings.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we leave case number 11,281 open to the end of the hearing to allow the applicant time to prepare for the standards of granting a variance. All those in favor of the motion by saying aye?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion so carried. We'll move that into the back. Next case, please.